morning, Lee.
Hey there, Tara.
All right, so been looking forward to this week for a long time. Republican Party can have a convention and let everything hang out. They can be who they are. Democrat Party has to hide who they are for a whole week. It's hard to do.
Yeah.
By the way, you know how Joe's spent a lot of his presidency, there's so many clips like this, telling us that he's not really running the country. He answers to them.
Yeah.
And they've told me I got to do this, and they tell me I have to do that.
I got to call on this person at this press conference. Yeah.
Yeah, and you're the leader of the free world. You keep saying you answer to they and them. I mean, it started to freak people out, you know? He didn't even try to hide it. You got to wonder, does Kamala Harris answer to these same people?
Ooh, good question.
And in all seriousness, does she answer to these same people? And do they just put what they want on the teleprompter and she reads it without really knowing what she's talking about? I ask because this freaked out a lot of people over the weekend. Now, look, I talk 4 hours a day. I often misspeak. It happens.
Yeah.
Just trip over your words. But then you correct yourself if you know what you're talking about. She did it.
And I will work to pass the first ever federal ban on price gauging on food. And I will work.
She didn't correct herself.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up because that struck me as odd, too.
I know.
We many times have talked about the way that Biden misspeaks and then, you know, she's supposed to be better. And here, this is a central focus of her so-called economic plan, which apparently has not made the website yet. And she calls it price gauging. And I'm like, okay, what is that?
Does she know, or is somebody else guiding the ship here, like with Joe? And remember, they'll lie to you about it for years, like they did with Joe.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So have they just stood up another Democrat in front of a teleprompter to read it? And if so, who came up with the price gauging plan?
No. And exactly what is price gauging?
She corrected it later on in other appearances over the weekend when she, but her first one that she reads it off the teleprompter, she doesn't even get it right. I don't think she understands her plan. I think that's why they can't put her on TV. I think that's why they can't let her do one of these interviews.
Well, apparently the media, both left and right leaning, don't understand her plan either, because they keep criticizing it. I mean, there was across the aisle a criticism of what she laid out in that speech in Raleigh over the weekend.
I know. And it was really wild to watch the liberal media. I thought they would just jump right in there and try to assure you that, you know.
There were some random acts of journalism by left-leaning media here.
It was wild. And I'll play some more of those coming up on the show. Well, let's just play one of them because it's so much fun. This is PBS, okay? And this is the people who are sitting here, two Washington Post columnists, and a Washington Post columnist reporter and a New York Times reporter. Take a listen to this. This is a breakdown of Kamala's policies, particularly the we'll start setting food prices from Washington. Here we go.
Washington. The price gouging is just... Well, Catherine Rampell, the Washington Post columnist and NewsHour contributor, said it's impossible to exaggerate how bad this policy is. And I agree with that. And Catherine had a good line that if your opponent is calling you a communist, maybe don't lead with price controls. And so price controls just create shortages that create black markets. We've seen it happen in Venezuela. We've seen it happen in the Soviet Union. Price controls just don't work. What's worse about that, first, it's trying to address a problem that does not exist. Grocery prices, inflation has been less than 1% for the past year. It's over. We had a surge, but it's over. The problem does not exist. But the real core problem is it expresses a level of economic illiteracy, which is kind of surprising in a responsible Democratic candidate.
These are left-wing journalists on PBS. Public, is that where this came from? You said NewsHour, public broadcasting system? Yeah.
PBS?
Yeah. Your tax dollars at waste there. So that is incredible that you have got left-leaning journalists who are admitting and saying, honestly, they're saying the same thing that Republicans are saying. Are Republicans now getting their talking points over to Democrat-leaning liberal journalist, Tara? Is that what's happening here? Or is this just a reality check for Kamala Harris?
that she's just, they, whoever they are, have just gone too far. Like, this is too obviously communist. You need to dial it back. I don't know, but listen to CNN. They are the ones even saying, this is like the Soviet Union.
It's going to be some bureaucrat in D.C., which seems like totally unworkable, first of all, for the FTC to be deciding like how much Kroger charges for eggs in Michigan. But it also would be very bad for markets. We've seen this kind of thing tried in lots of other countries before. Venezuela, Argentina, the Soviet Union, et cetera. It leads to shortages. It leads to black markets. And beyond that, the specific way this bill is written might actually increase prices.
CNN.
You know, this should be the big story, Tara, as you like to say. This should be the big story that everyone on both sides of the aisle are coming out on Kamala Harris's first economic speech, which occurred in Raleigh, North Carolina, and they are panning everything that she brings up as unworkable. Left and right leaning media.
Well, and here's the good news again. And I think X is doing a lot of this now that we have that, you know, really cool app that we can see what the top trending, you know, stories are in the country, what people are liking, sharing, talking about on social media. I love having that back. It's such a great tool. So I watch it all weekend long, and I don't think it's meant to be used the way that I use it, but I'm using it to see what hits, what gets through to the consciousness. So I'll set it on the biggest, widest angle. It's called Topic Pulse. I'll set it on the widest angle, which is just national, and then give me the top 20. What are people talking about? What do they care about online? And that's what the program does. It measures what's being liked, clicked, hit, commented on, and shared online. So this one, Lee, is from Saturday. Number 6 in the nation. Media begin to turn on Harris over economic policy. So it did hit. It did permeate over the weekend with Americans. They caught this. And by the way, that was for men and women. Not just, you know, not just men. So this really hit. Americans are getting, this is getting through, and the media is not able to stop it. But I got to say, also top 10 this weekend, there were two other stories that were top 10. Number, and this one surprised me, that just what gets through and what doesn't really surprises me. It's why it's so much fun to watch this, was Lindsey Graham, which you played, saying to Donald Trump, stop it with the silly side attacks. Mm-hmm. You could lose this election. And I hate to say this, it really hurts me. He's not wrong.
Well, this is the same thing you've been saying for some time.
I know. He's not wrong about that. And I can prove it. Again, I'm looking at it. I did a screenshot here. So Kamala Harris she had a really, really bad weekend, okay?
Yeah.
Trump had a really, really good week. The Bedminster, you know, press conference. The stuff he's hitting with over the weekend, it's good. Or it was. When your opponent is economically self-destructing, fine, pile on with your own economic beatdown and beat her hard. I mean, I want her hit hard because she should be. She deserves it. But then when you make a comment mocking her, saying you're better looking than Kamala Harris, that's what ended up in the top 10 for Trump.
Yeah.
And I just look at it and I go, why?
Yeah.
Just why? The media is so desperate to cover for her. They're literally sitting there waiting for Trump gaffe.
Mm-hmm.
And
or to do something that they can make into a gaffe.
Yes, exactly. So you know what? If I'm his campaign manager, look, you're going to go out there. We're going to show. We'll take questions from the press. We'll do it unscripted. But we're cutting it off after 20 minutes, bud. We're not going to go on and on about Medal of Honor, Medal of Freedom, and praising our $100 million donors. Why did you say that? Now you've got the vets pissed at you.
Yeah.
That trended over the weekend. That gave the media a distraction, something else to hit Trump with. Then he says he's better looking than her. Now, sorry, bud, you're not.
No.
If she's got one thing going for her, she's more attractive than you are. Sorry. No. I mean, it's just very self-evident, right? But his policy is so much better. If you're opponent is self-destructing, and she was. Economic stuff hit her hard. It was a disaster. They were walking it back by the end of the weekend. Just shut up for 5 minutes. Yeah. Just stop talking.
Yeah, don't put your foot on hers as she aims at her own foot. So,
I mean, it was as if he was doing the best he could to help her this weekend, because that was trending. So you had the two competing things, the terrible news about Kamala's economic policies and Trump saying he's better looking than Kamala. They did about the same. Just get out of the way. Yeah. If I was his campaign manager, I'd be like, you know what? Here's what you need to do. Okay. Yeah. Go play golf for a couple days. Yes. Take some maybe, you know, big name donors with you.
Take your granddaughter that's getting the free ride at the University of Miami.
Do that too. Yes. Yeah, take her. So everybody go out there on the golf course. Hand me your phone though. You know, the one with your passwords to Twitter, to your account. Yeah, hand me that. Go out on a golf course. Enjoy yourself. We don't need to get in the way when she's self-destructing. And you know what I'm worried about, Lee? This is what I'm worried about. He can't build momentum because he keeps doing this.
Yeah.
And you could tell the momentum's trying to build, right? His economic message, he's firing on all cylinders. He's the best. I've ever heard him on the stump on this stuff.
Yep.
And yet he'll do these dumb things that distract from it. The momentum goes, and then he's trying to build it again. He can't get up the hill because he trips. And I'm like, just stop. Lindsey Graham is not wrong here. Yep. Just stop it. Nobody cares who's better looking. Just stop it. Because you know what? Can I just one more thing? He's got to build this momentum, because I'm telling you what, the 18th of September is coming fast.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And that is sentencing day. And this may be the only rallies, public appearances you get, bud. You got to get it right now and begin to build that momentum and pull away. And you don't do that by helping her by shooting yourself in the foot. So Chicago, not the safest place in the world right now. 100,000 mostly pro-Hamas protesters. Folks, that's an army. And as you watch this week, police officers terrified in Chicago, holding their breath in fear.
100,000 anti-Israel protesters are expected to rally outside the DNC today. Hundreds of protesters marching through the streets of Chicago yesterday in the first permitted demonstration of the week. The pro-Palestinian March on the DNC is a coalition of over 200 groups. And the leader of Chicago's largest police union says most officers are, quote, holding their breath in fear of these agitators coming to town to create chaos. Meantime, a brand new report is revealing that more than 150 extremist groups are either participating in or supporting those DNC protests this week. Earlier, we spoke with the investigative researcher and expert on extremist groups who put this report together. Listen to this.
This is an alliance of Islamic extremists and communists, Marxists, and anarchists. All these groups, they worked together before, but I haven't seen them quite fuse together like we're seeing right now. And the vast majority of them support Hamas. So what's their agenda? To make the United States essentially not a factor in world affairs. And many of them have advocated or even participated in violence on American soil, economic sabotage, advocating the attacks on police. In many cases, these groups are basically terrorists themselves.
Now, right now, they're all Democrats, okay? This 100,000, that's not us. They're not going to vote for us no matter what, okay? They're just having an internal party fight. But I want you to watch this week. I want you to watch the 100,000, and I want you to think about something, because it's going to happen eventually. Right now, they're at odds with the Democrats. They don't agree on, you know, support for Israel. And Democrats are pretending to support Israel. They actually support Hamas. And these protesters know that. Imagine if they weren't at odds. Because in the future someday, they won't be. In other words, imagine them foot soldiers, violent foot soldiers, ready to get away and expecting to get away with what they've always gotten away with before. Except now they're coming at us. That's an army. Right there. We don't have the equivalent of it. And it's an army weaponized, not just on hate, but in the celebration of hate, but the expectation that no matter how violent they get, they're going to get away with it. The charges will be dropped. Think who these people are. What did they just learn? They went into New York City, smashed their way into a building, felony level breaking and entering, and had the charges dismissed by Alvin Bragg, the same guy who got the 34-count felony conviction against Donald Trump. Okay, so what do they expect? We can beat anybody up. We can beat anyone we disagree with, and the charges will be dropped. They just did it again at Union Square, the station in D.C. 5,000 to 7,000 of them descend upon there. Democrats only send, because it's a Democrat-run city, 47 cops. And as cops arrested or tried to arrest the protesters, they beat them and pulled them back. This is what they expect. Little police presence. If there's any charges, they will be dropped. We can do whatever we want. We can do whatever we want. And folks, the idea, the Democrats themselves are terrified here. And I had this story earlier today from Axios, where Democrat Congress members are confessing they are afraid of their own voters. And look, they've weaponized them. They know they're afraid of that being turned on them. And here's the thing. At the same time, and hold the music here for a sec, I want to make this point. I want to bring this up. This seems obscure, but it's not. You see this? This was in the Times of Israel. Headline, Saudi crown prince says he fears assassination over Israel normalization. Who is the Saudi crown prince? He is a Sunni Muslim. He comes from the Muslim culture. He was raised in it. He is the leader of a country whose state religion is Islam. He himself is a member of that same religion. Okay, these people are all of the same tribe. They are the same people. According to a Politico report published Wednesday, the crown prince indicated, though he still intends to move ahead with normalization of relations with Israel, forging ties with the Jewish state, not supporting it, not that, that's a step too far, normalization of ties. He wants to bring Saudi Arabia into this century. And he says he's afraid his own people will kill him for it. Says he fears being assassinated over his pursuit of normalization of relations with Israel. We're not going to be on warlike footing. We're not going to be enemies. We're just going to normalize relations. We're not going to support you. We're not going to be supporters or allies. But we're going to normalize relations. He's afraid they will kill him and he's moving forward anyway. Why is that significant? Again, the Saudi crown prince, Mohammed bin Salman, is of the same tribe, race, and religion as these people. And he thinks they'll kill him over a small political disagreement over Israel. And we have an open border and are importing these people by the tens of thousands. He's afraid they will kill him, and they are his own people. How are we as a culture going to get along with that? If he can't do it and he's afraid they will kill him. Democrats are facing exactly that question in the streets of Chicago right now. And what is their reaction? Do they seem to have this under control? No. No, their reaction, as reported by Axios, is the correct one. It's fear. Look at this. The Capitol Police are telling them, the Secret Service is telling the Democrats, don't make your hotel reservations in your own names for the Congress members, because they're already going hotel to hotel trying to trick them into telling them who's staying there so they can go to their rooms. If the Saudi crown prince cannot live with his fellow compatriots without fear they will kill him, how are we going to do it here? And the Democrats don't have any good answers aside from erecting a wall around the DNC and praying violence doesn't break out. They're a different kind of bunch. The Democrats kicking off their convention by sterilizing their voters and killing their children. That's right. Planned Parenthood celebrating, their word, not mine, celebrating the kickoff of the DNC by offering free abortions and vasectomies at their rolling mobile health clinic. Super exciting. If you want to sign up for your free abortion or your free vasectomy, well, here's their tweet. This is the way they actually word this. Thank you at the Wiener Circle. At the Wiener Circle. It's not too late to reserve your free medication abortion appointment at our mobile health clinic in Chicago's West Loop. No better way to celebrate the Democrat Party and the DNC than by killing your unborn child. They note, we currently have a wait list for the free vasectomies. I know me personally, if I was going to get a vasectomy or sterilized in some way, I would definitely want to do it in the parking lot of Chicago, in Chicago, outside the DNC. But apparently it's quite popular. They have a waiting list. Folks, what happened to Safe and Rare? Now, it used to be, you know, nobody wants an abortion. Nobody has, you know, we don't want that kind of thing. Terrible thing, you know, but sometimes, and then we're there for you. No, now it's celebrate. This is party time. Abortion is party time. Celebrate the DNC by killing your unborn child with a free abortion. When they tell you who they are, folks. Speaking of which, I've been telling you this for what? Year and a half now? Keep your eye on Arizona. Now that Fat Rona is gone and she's not running the RNC anymore, we can do things like sue to keep illegal immigrants from stealing the election, or rather Democrats using the names and registrations of illegal immigrants to steal the election. This blows people away when I explain this. Arizona... Yeah, the Democrats say, oh, this is almost no illegal immigrant voting. So don't even worry. Arizona has two voting rolls. A citizens voting roll for people who could prove their citizens, as Arizona state law requires, and a second voting roll with over 20,000 people on it of non-citizens who can't prove that they are citizens, that they are Americans. So that includes illegal immigrants and I guess people visiting here from all over the world. Okay. You cannot vote in a federal election if you're a non-citizen. Doesn't matter if you're here legally or not. You can't. That is illegal. In fact, it is illegal to register to vote if you are a non-citizen, either a legal immigrant or you're just here on a visa, but you're not American. So how do they have over 20,000 registrations on a voter roll? Look, a little more than a decade ago, Arizona tried to do the right thing, and a Republican legislature and a Republican governor passed a law that said, they meant well, hey, you've got to prove your citizenship to register in state Arizona. Awesome. Okay. The left sues them. They get this ridiculous Supreme Court ruling and a couple of other court rulings, which basically leads to two voter rolls in the state of Arizona. If you are a citizen of the state of Arizona, citizen of the country, you show your citizenship, you go on one roll. That means you can vote in local elections and national elections. If, because of the Ninth Circuit ruling, because remember the Ninth Circuit is really radical, right? Because of the Ninth Circuit ruling, if you can't prove your citizenship, no biggie, then you go on the second voter roll and you only register to vote for president and the Senate and Congress, the federal offices. Isn't that illegal? Yeah, it's illegal. But they have the voter roll anyway. Yes. And according to both federal and Arizona law, once you are on the voter roll because you have registered, they cannot stop you from voting. I've been screaming about this for about a year and a half, but unfortunately, Fat Rana was the head of the RNC. She was too busy getting plastic surgery and doing, I don't even know what, trying to get that job at MSNBC. That's where she really belongs because she was a Democrat. Now, all of a sudden, we have woken up to the fact that there is a very good way for Arizona to be stolen. What was Biden's alleged margin of victory in Arizona? I say alleged because who knows? 10,000. How many are on that voting roll? Non-citizens? At least 20,000. So all hell is now broken loose in Arizona, and a coalition of 24 states, all of them GOP states, has joined forces to in this emergency lawsuit to keep people from registering any further without proving that they were born in America and to keep them from voting. And folks, it's probably too late. The United Front comes in response to a controversial ruling. This is a new ruling by a three-judge panel, the Ninth Circuit, on August 1st, which struck down Arizona's law requiring proof of citizenship to vote in federal elections. So right now, for both lists, if you're a citizen, great. If you're not, oh, well, just vote. It'll be fine. But it is also illegal. But they can't stop you. But this is what the Democrats do. They just inch you up to and then through law breaking. The ruling allows individuals to register using a state form, listen to this, without providing documentation of their citizenship status. Why would illegals do that? They are in large numbers. Because they need to get ID to work. And so they come in, they're in the illegal, you know, the migrant shelters, and they will do this. They will end up registered as a byproduct of trying to get their papers. Then those registrations are there. Everybody's registered at the migrant shelter. They've long since moved on, okay? They don't even live in Arizona anymore. They go to wherever they're going next. But all those registrations are sitting there. And when they vote absentee, because somebody requests their ballots, guess where all the ballots get mailed? The place the Democrats run. The illegal immigrant migrant center. So what do? Scoop them up, fill them out, send them in. GOP is trying to stop the folks. This has been coming at us like a freight train for years now. So I'm glad we're waking up. But keep your eye on Arizona. I'm telling you, there is going to be, if this is a tight race, a massive controversy out of Arizona around illegal immigrant and non-citizen voting. So right now, Kamala Harris has exactly four economic policies, two of which she stole from J.D. Vance and Donald Trump. Only two of them are actually hers. She's going to print the money to give you $25,000 for a down payment if you're a first-time home buyer. How exactly is that going to go? Not so well. Here's Matt Gorman on CNBC.
But look, when it comes to the 25K, I mean, you just added $25,000 into every price into every home price in the country. Because if you're giving that away essentially for free, people will add it into the price.
That's exactly what will happen. That's exactly what will happen. Never mind, she's going to give, she claims, 4 million families $25,000 each. And where's the money for that? We don't have real money anymore, okay? Like, for all of this extra stuff, we spend as much money now in interest as we do on the military. So anything that she is proposing that's, you know, above and beyond, and we just print it. What does that cause? Inflation! Don't worry, though. She's going to crack down on grocery stores and say, you know, so they can't charge you extra or something. By the way, did you see this? This is just now coming out. It's been going on for weeks. The DNC, Democrat National Committee, they're the ones who put on the convention. The DNC has been putting out casting calls for weeks to try to recruit people, including actors, to act like they support the Democrat Party. They will even pay for your travel. And you were most likely to be hired if you have what they call a regional accent, especially a Southern accent. I don't know why they want Southern accent. I guess they want to make it look like they've got support from all over the country. So here's what you could get. Listen to this. They will pay for your flight, your hotel room, and fly you out there. And you only have to work one day. You got to stand around, hold a sign. You are being cast. Listen to how the ad reads. You are being cast as a real person who supports the Democrat Party. You know what I think? I think that they have the enraged Palestinians running around and they want it to look like somebody likes them. Please spread the word, the ad says. Especially wanted, people from the South with regional accents encouraged. Yeah, because they can't find an actual Southern person to come and support them at the DNC. They're a different kind of bunch. The Democrats kicking off their convention by sterilizing their voters and killing their children. That's right, Planned Parenthood celebrating, their word, not mine, celebrating the kickoff of the DNC by offering free abortions and vasectomies at their rolling mobile health clinic. Super exciting. If you want to sign up for your free abortion or your free vasectomy, well, here's their tweet. This is the way they actually word this. Thank you at the Wiener Circle. At the Wiener Circle. It's not too late to reserve your free medication abortion appointment at our mobile health clinic in Chicago's West Loop. No better way to celebrate the Democrat Party and the DNC than by killing your unborn child. They note, we currently have a wait list for the free vasectomies. I know me personally, if I was going to get a vasectomy or sterilize in some way, I would definitely want to do it in the parking lot of Chicago, in Chicago, outside the DNC. But apparently it's quite popular. They have a waiting list. Folks, what happened to Safe and Rare? Now, it used to be, you know, nobody wants an abortion. Nobody has, you know, we don't want that kind of thing. Terrible thing, you know, but sometimes, and then we're there for you. No, now it's celebrate. This is party time. Abortion is party time. Celebrate the DNC by killing your unborn child with a free abortion. When they tell you who they are, folks. Speaking of which, I've been telling you this for what? Year and a half now? Keep your eye on Arizona. Now that Fat Rona is gone and she's not running the RNC anymore, we can do things like sue to keep illegal immigrants from stealing the election, or rather Democrats using the names and registrations of illegal immigrants to steal the election. This blows people away when I explain this. Arizona... Yeah, the Democrats say, oh, this is almost no illegal immigrant voting. So don't even worry. Arizona has two voting rolls. A citizens voting roll for people who could prove their citizens, as Arizona state law requires, and a second voting roll with over 20,000 people on it of non-citizens who can't prove that they are citizens, that they are Americans. So that includes illegal immigrants and I guess people visiting here from all over the world. Okay. You cannot vote in a federal election if you're a non-citizen. Doesn't matter if you're here legally or not. You can't. That is illegal. In fact, it is illegal to register to vote if you are a non-citizen, either a legal immigrant or you're just here on a visa, but you're not American. So how do they have over 20,000 registrations on a voter roll? Look. A little more than a decade ago, Arizona tried to do the right thing, and a Republican legislature and a Republican governor passed a law that said, they meant well, hey, you've got to prove your citizenship to register in state of Arizona. Awesome. Okay. The left sues them. They get this ridiculous Supreme Court ruling and a couple of other court rulings, which basically leads to two voter rolls in the state of Arizona. If you are a citizen of the state of Arizona, citizen of the country, you show your citizenship, you go on one roll. That means you can vote in local elections and national elections. If, because of the Ninth Circuit ruling, because remember the Ninth Circuit is really radical, right? because of the Ninth Circuit ruling, if you can't prove your citizenship, no biggie, then you go on the second voter roll and you only register to vote for president and the Senate and Congress, the federal offices. Isn't that illegal? Yeah, it's illegal. But they have the voter roll anyway. Yes. And according to both federal and Arizona law, once you are on the voter roll because you have registered, they cannot stop you from voting. I've been screaming about this for about a year and a half, but unfortunately, Fat Rana was the head of the RNC. She was too busy getting plastic surgery and doing, I don't even know what, trying to get that job at MSNBC. That's where she really belongs because she was a Democrat. Now, all of a sudden, we have woken up to the fact that there is a very good way for Arizona to be stolen. What was Biden's alleged margin of victory in Arizona? I say alleged because who knows? 10,000. How many are on that voting roll? Non-citizens? At least 20,000. So all hell is now broken loose in Arizona. And a coalition of 24 states, all of them GOP states, has joined forces to in this emergency lawsuit to keep people from registering any further without proving that they were born in America and to keep them from voting. And folks, it's probably too late. The United Front comes in response to a controversial ruling. This is a new ruling by a three-judge panel, the Ninth Circuit, on August 1st, which struck down Arizona's law requiring proof of citizenship to vote in federal elections. So right now, for both lists, if you're a citizen, great. If you're not, oh, well, just vote. It'll be fine. But it is also illegal. But they can't stop you. But this is what the Democrats do. They just inch you up to and then through law breaking. The ruling allows individuals to register using a state form, listen to this, without providing documentation of their citizenship status. Why would illegals do that? They are in large numbers because they need to get ID to work. And so they come in, they're in the illegal, you know, the migrant shelters. And they will do this. They will end up registered as a byproduct of trying to get their papers. Then those registrations are there. Everybody's registered at the migrant shelter. They've long since moved on, okay? They don't even live in Arizona anymore. They go to wherever they're going next. But all those registrations are sitting there. And when they vote absentee, because somebody requests their ballots, guess where all the ballots get mailed? The place the Democrats run. The illegal immigrant migrant center. So what do? Scoop them up, fill them out, send them in. GOP is trying to stop the folks. This has been coming at us like a freight train for years now. So I'm glad we're waking up. But keep your eye on Arizona. I'm telling you, there is going to be, if this is a tight race, a massive controversy out of Arizona around illegal immigrant and non-citizen voting. So right now, Kamala Harris has exactly four economic policies, two of which she stole from J.D. Vance and Donald Trump. Only two of them are actually hers. She's going to print the money to give you $25,000 for a down payment if you're a first-time home buyer. How exactly is that going to go? Not so well. Here's Matt Gorman on CNBC.
But look, when it comes to the 25K, I mean, you just added $25,000 into every price into every home price in the country. Because if you're giving that away essentially for free, people will add it into the price.
That's exactly what will happen. Never mind, she's going to give, she claims, 4 million families $25,000 each. And where's the money for that? We don't have real money anymore, okay? Like, for all of this extra stuff, we spend as much money now in interest as we do on the military. So anything that she is proposing that's, you know, above and beyond, and we just print it. What does that cause? Inflation! Don't worry, though. She's going to crack down on grocery stores and say, you know, so they can't charge you extra or something. By the way, did you see this? This is just now coming out. It's been going on for weeks. The DNC, Democrat National Committee, they're the ones who put on the convention. The DNC has been putting out casting calls for weeks to try to recruit people, including actors, to act like they support the Democrat Party. They will even pay for your travel. And you were most likely to be hired if you have what they call a regional accent, especially a Southern accent. I don't know why they want Southern accent. I guess they want to make it look like they've got support from all over the country. So here's what you could get. Listen to this. They will pay for your flight, your hotel room, and fly you out there. And you only have to work one day. You got to stand around, hold a sign. You are being cast. Listen to how the ad reads. You are being cast as a real person who supports the Democrat Party. You know what I think? I think that they have the enraged Palestinians running around and they want it to look like somebody likes them. Please spread the word, the ad says. Especially wanted, people from the South with regional accents encouraged. Yeah, because they can't find an actual Southern person to come and support them at the DNC. So right now, Kamala Harris has exactly four economic policies, two of which she stole from J.D. Vance and Donald Trump. Only two of them are actually hers. She's going to print the money to give you $25,000 for a down payment if you're a first-time home buyer. How exactly is that going to go? Not so well. Here's Matt Gorman on CNBC.
But look, when it comes to the 25K, I mean, you just added $25,000 into every price into every home price in the country. Because if you're giving that away essentially for free, people will add it into the price.
That's exactly what will happen. That's exactly what will happen. Never mind, she's going to give, she claims, 4 million families $25,000 each. And where's the money for that? We don't have real money anymore, okay? Like, for all of this extra stuff, we spend as much money now in interest as we do on the military. So anything that she is proposing that's, you know, above and beyond, and we just print it. What does that cause? Inflation! Don't worry, though. She's going to crack down on grocery stores and say, you know, so they can't charge you extra or something. By the way, did you see this? This is just now coming out. It's been going on for weeks. The DNC, Democrat National Committee, they're the ones who put on the convention. The DNC has been putting out casting calls for weeks to try to recruit people, including actors, to act like they support the Democrat Party. They will even pay for your travel. And you were most likely to be hired if you have what they call a regional accent, especially a Southern accent. I don't know why they want Southern accent. I guess they want to make it look like they've got support from all over the country. So here's what you could get. Listen to this. They will pay for your flight, your hotel room, and fly you out there. And you only have to work one day. You got to stand around, hold a sign. You are being cast. Listen to how the ad reads. You are being cast as a real person who supports the Democrat Party. You know what I think? I think that they have the enraged Palestinians running around and they want it to look like somebody likes them. Please spread the word, the ad says. Especially wanted, people from the South with regional accents encouraged. Yeah, because they can't find an actual Southern person to come and support them at the DNC.